Well, it is getting to be planting season, isn't it, Barbara? I know you're always hesitant to not start too early, but it's hard not to when it's 75 and sunny out, isn't it?
It's going to be a beautiful day. And, you know, our weather, we're right now 3 to 4 weeks ahead of schedule to what we normally are. And we can have, they've changed our last spring killing, you know, that would kill plants. It used to be the April the 10th. Now they're saying April the 17th. And that's quite a ways away, even after Easter. And what we want to do, we're so anxious after being indoors, people who like to garden and people who like to get outside, we're so anxious to start. And everything dying back looks messy and we want to clean up. And we kind of have to really watch because we can't put out any tender plants. But this is when our perennials, we can see what has lived over the winter. We can see the new plants that were produced last year. And it's hard not to go out there and start pruning and triggering growth. But if we have a freeze, it will just damage that and it'll die back and you'll have to prune your plants back farther. So it's kind of wise to find other things to do and not get those plants, not trigger their new growth.
And as you say, April 17th is the last chance of a frost, according to the experts.
That's what they say. I always thought it was around April the 10th, but they keep moving it back. That's like they changed the zone that we're in. We used to be in 6, and now we were in 7, and now we're in 7A. And that means that we're getting a little not as cold a temperature as we used to, but I think that spell that we had where my thermometer showed 6 below, and we'll see what that has done to our plants because it was really, really cold for an extended period of time.
Well, it is into March, and I know it's planting season gets started soon. When's a good time to start doing your planting, Barbara?
Well, if you are starting tomato seeds or peppers indoors, things that you want for a garden, the mid to end of February is a good time. Our days are starting to get longer. You should have had some things planted and growing inside. The older I get, the more I like to use covers. I have found that you can use a milk carton to start seeds. You can use a plastic see-through container that has the lids that snap on storage containers. You can start seeds, and if it gets cold, you can pull it in the garage, or you can bring it indoors and still have your plants and have that jump. Many of our seeds take, our fast germinating seeds take 5 to 10 days to germinate, and our longer germinating seeds take about, on average, 21 days. So we're talking about 3 weeks. You can get a 3-week jump if you start seeds inside. Or you can buy your plants already started at a big box store or a nursery.
And again, Barbara Ray visiting with us this morning, and one of the things you wanted to talk about were hens and chicks. Is that, is that to keep insects away? And I guess to have some eggs, too. Those are a prized possession right now.
We have, eggs are high. Hens and chicks is a succulent that is fun to grow, and it's something that you can use with a child. They will produce little plants. Hens and chickens have that's the common name, Serpavitum or Vitum, that's pronounced either way. It's a succulent that is hardy. It's something that you may recall. It's a spiral plant that takes minimal care, and you see it planted in old boots, like a person will take a leather boot and drill a hole and put these hens and chickens, and it's put near a doorway. It used to be called roof leek because these plants were planted in the drip of a house, and it would keep the water that came off of your house from washing a trench before we got into gutters. And that's how it got its name. And it got the name hens and chicks because the mother plant, the center plant, would put out little babies, and it would keep growing and growing and producing like a mother hen had her chicks all around her. It got the common name of hens and chicks. And my grandmother had the common name for everything. So many times I go searching for the Latin name to find what plant I want. But I can tell you the common name because it was they gave it a name that reminded them of something. And we still see, like daffodils were called March flowers because they usually bloomed at the end of March.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. And, of course, with insects coming up, though, it's good to be forward-thinking on that. And you can get plants. I'm just trying to read these notes here. There are plants that help keep some insects away, like mosquitoes and different things that you can plant. I know you've spoken on that before.
Yes. That's one of the questions that I get asked repeatedly. Is, and I'm sure with all of the rains that we've had that we will have a bumper crop of mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of set your garden area where you have your lawn chairs or your entryway where you want to go out the door and be swarmed by mosquitoes. And there are plants that you can actually rub on your clothes that will keep mosquitoes away. And they're readily available at garden centers and big box stores. They're plants that many of them are annuals and they have to be replanted, but they're plants with a strong scent or smell to their leaves and they repel the mosquito. One of my favorites to get rid of mosquitoes, chiggers, and ticks is rosemary. And in our zone 7A, it has to be treated as an annual. It won't take our cold winter temperatures unless you put it in a protective garage or in a sunroom. But rosemary is my favorite, and I always have a rosemary plant by my front door, and as I walk out, I will rub my hands on it and rub my pants, my jean legs, the pants legs, and I get the smell on that, and it seems to, for me, keep chiggers, ticks, and mosquitoes away from me. Hmm. And that's my go-to plant. But there's others like peppermint. You have to be careful with peppermint because it spreads, but you can make a mixture from peppermint by putting the leaves in a little cloth and dropping it in a quart jar and shaking it up, leaving it overnight for the oils to come out, and put it in a spray bottle. And if you're having a picnic or you're just having friends over or just enjoying the evening, you can spray it around the area. It's safe and it'll keep the mosquitoes off of you.
Hmm. I know you've done herb gardens as well, and you can use those for pizzas and spaghetti.
Oh, yes.
And different things.
Oh, yes. You can have, I have catnip planted, and I also plant the catnip to keep insects away, but I plant it for the beautiful blue flowers. There aren't that many blue flowers that we have for gardeners to grow. the catnip has a wide variety of blues, and it really gives a spot of color in your garden. And, of course, the old standard marigold, everybody can grow there. Those are easy to grow. They bloom. They have bright colors. You'll see butterflies going on them. And marigolds are a wonderful plant for the biting insects. Lemongrass. It has to be replanted, but lemongrass is a wonderful thing, the lemony scent, and also lemon balm. I have a huge pot by my entry ramp into my house that has lemon balm in it, and I go out and rub my hand across it and just get the smell on my clothing, and it keeps mosquitoes away. But the rosemary is my go-to, and another for the insects, the biting and chewing insects, is tansy. And it has a sweet smell. It's nice to have in the garden in the evening. It smells so sweet. It puts an aroma in the air. And it is also sold as a mosquito plant.
Are these all easy to find at the stores?
Oh, yes. These will be very easy to find. And you talked about herbs. Lavender is another plant that gives off a scent that insects don't like. You can plant a bulb of garlic in a small pot and set it by your door. It gives off a scent that the bugs don't like. And what I find, if I plant a rosemary plant, when I turn my porch light on, I do not get as many bugs that come to the light at night. So it repels many other insects than mosquitoes, chewers, and ticks.
All right, Barbara, well, let's get to a quick break, and then we'll come back and visit some more and ask a few more questions about the, we'll also mention the plant sale coming up, the Master Gardeners have, but we'll do that right after this break.